Best team coverage of the Browns. Our Monday morning chat with Terry Pluto, brought to you by Universal Windows, a graduate Benedictine, 8-time Ohio Sports Writer of the Year, columnist with the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com, Terry Pluto. Although this team is not making your job easy week after week. Morning, Terry.
Hello, Mr. Will.
Okay, I just want to jump. I saw the post. You wrote a couple of pieces, but what jumped out to me about six lines down, it was a mess, period.
Yes, it was. Be it the weather or the way they played in the weather. And on top of it, a team from Northern Florida showed them this is how you play in bad weather, which is not turn the ball over, run it hard. And so they were schooled on that. Of course, Doug Marrone has spent a lot of his time upstate New York and kind of knew how to do it.
Yeah, they did, and that's what Jacksonville relied on. What's got them to a winning record, Terry, their defense and run the football. They didn't do anything fancy. Bortles is not going to go win them any games, but he didn't lose it for him yesterday, did he?
That was probably the mission they gave him. Just don't do anything really stupid. There was one pass at the Manuel Agba. A typical Browns fashion, he's having a great game run, and all of a sudden he breaks his foot. But, he could have taken that all the way back. But in general, that's what they wanted from him. And when the Browns blew a coverage, he hit a guy wide open in the end zone. And that was it. Whereas, I also think, too, once again, Hugh Jackson got frustrated with the running game because Crowell wasn't running well. So all of a sudden, I'm going to go back to passing it. And you put a young 21-year-old quarterback, be it age-wise or experience-wise, throwing the ball too much in that weather. Look out. And that's what we saw.
Now, he's going to stick with Deshaun the rest of the way or as long as he can stay healthy. And I don't know that he has any other options, Terry, really.
Well, as long as Hugh could stand it. You know how he gets. This is like the third endorsement of Kizer this year. So, in fact, that's part of what I wrote was, this time you really do have to stick with it because there's nothing to be seen with Hogan and Kessler that you haven't seen. And as I wrote over the weekend, even if – I think you and I even chatted too – even if Kizer plays well the rest of the year – fine, go draft another quarterback, and then you have two.
Yes. And Terry, I don't know. I'm looking right now, maybe an opportunity to win when Green Bay comes here since they've lost Rodgers. Otherwise, this is very similar to last year where we're looking at begging, looking where there's one spot to get a W to avoid a winless season.
Well, you know what you're going to hear next. I mean, Josh Gordon's coming back, and they're going to act like he's the savior and so on. And let's face it, Josh has a lot of things to prove on and off the field. He's gifted, but we haven't even seen him play in practice this year, so I don't know how well he's played. You always hear everything's going well with Josh until it's not.
Yeah.
So my feeling is, I'm kind of where Mike is, that it's going to be difficult for them to win many games, period. I mean, the Bengals beat
Denver.
Denver, and they're 4-6. And even if this is Marvin Lewis's last year, he doesn't want to go out like 4-12 or something. No.
They're not going to win on the road. They're just not. I just don't see how they with what I've seen, because there's always a breakdown. So maybe Green Bay. It's tough.
Terry, I want to ask you. You were with Hugh after the game, his press conference. He was asked over and over again, "Is the losing getting to you?" And he says, "Yeah, it's getting to me, but it almost is what it is." You sense anything different? I know the Haslams met with the team earlier in the week. We're all on the same page. Whatever. Anything different from Hugh yesterday?
Well, at least he didn't get into I've been under the gun since I got here. He kind of got, I thought, out of a little bit of a self-pitying period that he was in before. And I thought that was good. He was more onto the game and Kizer and that stuff. So that was an improvement. And I'm sure the Haslam was just trying to give him a pep talk. I don't think that meeting was a whole lot other than that. It wasn't, hey, everybody's going to be here the next 5 years. I mean, so the problem is there's nothing you can say other than like what Mike is doing, trying to find a win. And really the thing that would help the team mentally the most is if they somehow won two games, say, in the remaining six. I don't see that happening, but that's what would salvage some of their emotional health.
Terry Pluto, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Good read. Follow him on Twitter as well. Andre Knott later at 7:50. Thanks, pal.
All right, take care.